Okay, let's see now. Have over here. Say, Chumash, one last thing over here. Okay, I'll tell you a story. It's a God of the Gemara. And Omar Rav Chiya, 4 lines at the bottom, you design of it all. Very important. I spoke about it in the sheriff's office. Yossi, read it. 5 lines at the bottom, you design of it all. From the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 lines at the bottom. Omalei, good for Shabbat. I'll tell you. Omalei, no.
Omalei, Rav, Rav Chiya, Noshim, B'mai Zochin. Be'kruy, B'neu, Le'bei Knishta.
What's that answer? How does a woman, what chus does she have? Meaning, she does mitzvahs. But the real chus to get up to Chiyas HaMeisim, for example, you have to have Torah, Tal Torah Mechayehu. A lady doesn't learn, right? They learn BJJ, morale, that doesn't count. So that's how the ladies, what's there? How can they get up to Chiyas HaMeisim? How can they have anything? Yeah, what's the answer? 2 things they do. What do they do? Akui benayu lebenik beknishto. What do they do? On the side, Rashi from the site, I think. They bring the kids to the cheder. They bring the kids to the cheder, Rashi. Tanuk shabes rabban. We get on the ice, we made them play Rabban, the basic Knesset. It's a learning show. And the husbands, no, what do they do with the husbands? Right? Rasnui, Gabriel, Berabonon. What does Snui mean? Huh? Rasnui, they support them?
They wait for them, no?
That's next word. Not trying to Gabriel, I'd also in Berabonon. And they wait for them. What's a snuy mean? Anyway, I'll look it up. But that's a schus. They have a chelk and tur of the husbands, right? They have a chelk and tur and they wait for them to come back.
Snuy means they send them.
What?
They send them.
They send them. Oh, right. They send them. I know a guy who went to work. We had learned color. He had starim, right? His wife was waiting on the porch to come home. If he left early, the color, he'd drive around the block 10 times because he was afraid to walk in. Well, early from the Seder, he was afraid to walk in from his wife. Correct? Anyway, they wait for them. Anyway, I spoke at a sheriff brachas. I spoke at the Sheva Brachas. The boy was an altar bach in Bista Talmud, 28. So I spoke. I said, this Kala, she waited for him, but not for Bei Rabbanan. She waited until he was 28 to get married. That's why she waited for him. And I want to give the Kala a double mazel tov. First of all, for getting a husband, a wonderful Talmud Chacham, based on Talmud, he's nifted already, yeah, and they're young. And one mazel tov is that she got a nice chus in Talmud Chacham. What's the other mazel tov? That's getting up from the grave. Until now, she didn't have Torah. So if she died, she stayed in the grave forever and ever and ever, ever. But now, she has a chelak for her husband's Torah. I want to give her congratulations that you get Chiyas HaMeisim. And that's I'm not asked often to speak at Sherbrach, and I don't know why. Okay, now, about the Parsha, one brachas, this week's Sedra. Hear that? That the wife is a big chelak in the learning. What are you talking about? The wife works, Lakewood, everybody. Now a Kylo, no. All the years I couldn't have made it. I once it's a friend of mine, a businessman. You know of a job available? So he said, what kind of job do you want? Not me. My wife. For my what? For my wife. And that's a schar she has. I remember my little daughter, that's a little Baruch Hashem. She's reading a Betsy and Billy book. Remember those books, Betsy and Billy? And she's reading out loud. And in the morning, Daddy gets up and goes to work. Mommy, Daddy's on work. Mommy's work. Okay, that's what the Yeshiva Charech in your house over here. It's a Gemara here. That's this Mamaika Zachion. They send the husband to learn. Zaki, good. Hoba Shiduchim. Tell the color, the girl, this thing. She'll run for the hills. Okay. It's not for you. It's more Yudam and Beis on this week's parasha. Yeah, very important you say it over here. Is a pasuk in Tanakh in Melachim. Says the Yudam and Beis. Says after the widening, it says about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ish kadosh over a lane with Tomid. The Shunamis, the wife, the woman said, I see this man as a kadosh. And he always passes by. Let's make for him an apartment to live. Over a lane with Tomid. Abis of Chanina, Mishir of Eleza, Ben Yaakov, Kol HaMareach, Talmud Chacham, wherever you invite the Talmud Chacham to your house, like she did, B'Tech Beisoy, or Mahanhei, or Menachosav, and give him money, Menachosav, Malo, Vachosav, he'll makrif to meet him, because it says, Oiv Olen with Tomid. It's like a makrif Tomid. Tomid is the most favorite Korban from Hashem, called Boni, Lachmi. Right, but the only carbon says carboni. So the Medrash says Hashem's favorite carbon. Why is that Hashem's favorite carbon? What's happened to Talmud Chacham? Right, Ish Kadosh over Aleinu Tamid. Whoever supports him, gives him money, invites him, Malo Vakosov, Kiel Hikr Tamid. You're seeing this thing over here. The essence of a Talmud Chacham. How do you describe a Talmud Chacham? Tomid, Masmid. What does it mean, Tomid? There's not waver. Good times, Chatshon, Corona times. He is the same guy. Does not budge. He's Tomid. That is the Koyach of Tomid. Like my father, Zichron Levracha, was known as Radin the Masmid. He never learned a minute after 12. He was up 3 storm a day for 16 years, did not miss a Seder. 16 years did not miss a Seder. It's the phenomenon of Rabin. The clock, that's Tomid. That's a Talmud Chacham. Nothing stops him. He goes on and he does what he's supposed to do. And not this Nisoyan, the only Nisoyanus over here. He had Nisoyanus in his 30s, didn't have one shidduch. Because all the girls were up at Kursim. He didn't have one shidduch. You hear that? Now they're two from, that's the problem is, yeah. Anyway, he didn't have one shidduch. And he was the Rad and the Masmid. Nothing stopped him. He was very upset about it, but nothing stopped him. Anyway, after Chofetz Chaim was nifta, he went to Eretz Israel, and there, the oldest girl available was a Sfaradiya, 16. He was 32. Anyway, he's also upset. Anyway, interesting, he started, for some reason, he started saying drushes Friday night in Zichron Moshe. Hung up signs, Chumash, Parashif, and Chofetz Chaim. was around so many years. He had a mops and came to hear him. Anyway, Baba Bas came over to him, said, I like your drosha very much. Yeah. American Baba Bas, listen, I have a deal for you. I have a daughter who needs a shidduch. You come to, I'll pay your fare to the United States. I'll support you your whole life. You marry my daughter. Hear that? I'll support you your whole life. And you marry my daughter. And he took out a check. Go buy the ship, no plane then. And come to America. And he had no choice. He told me he cried the whole night. But he came to America. And comes to the house of the girl. And she said, she comes in limping on a cane. She said, sorry, I'm late. There's a big line in the Social Security office. It was a trap. Hear that? He had no relatives in America. Not one is a Russian, Lubavitch. And they had mamish. I know people, my wife, my mother's second husband, fell into a trap like that. They trapped him. My father had bitochin. Says, give me a paper. How much was the ship fare? I'll pay you back. But what was his mazel? He tutored in Radin. Who did he tutor in Radin? You heard Yisrael Belsky? I'm going to Olam. Yisrael Belsky? He tutored his father. And they started Tervidas. They took him into Tervidas. And then the Manayal read a shidduch with the Baal Smich, my grandfather. And I'm here today. But what am I telling you this? Well, I get to the story over here. Yeah? Noshim Amaka Zachion. You got to have a right wife, not a trap. Right? Chas v'shalom. Anyways, I'll just finish off. The Gemara says that Hillel, who went on the roof, used to give half his salary to the doorman, right? Then he went on the roof, had no money, and it snowed on him. And Hillel Machayev Aniyim. Because Hillel, no one could say he has no money. You see, Hillel had no money at all, and it became Hillel. Chaim Shalevitz says, yes. But you also have to have a Hillel Tah. Besides Hillel, you need a Mrs. Hillel. Go along with that. You understand? Okay. I wish all of you a Hillel Tah. Those who have one, the wife should be Hillel Tahs. And Hillel Machai Vanim. And that's Michael Zachion. Right. You got to tell them it's a grave situation. Get out of the grave. Right. But the zoicha, they help the husbands, and they help the husbands learn. And the best example is Rabbi Akiva, Shalish Shalachem Shalah, right? That's what he said. Not for her, do we know Rabbi Akiva? That's and the children too. There's a story in the Megad. Rabbi Yochim was a boy, and he went to learn in Kelim. Some reason. The letters didn't arrive. He didn't write a letter. I don't know what it was. 6 months went by. The mother did not hear from him. No telephone. She got very worried, hysterical. Very, very worried. Anyway, she saved up money, hired a stagecoach, and went to Kelim to see her son. It was snowing. It got very late. They arrived 12 o'clock at night. But the light in the Beis Medrash was still on. She climbed the stairs to the Bible show. She heard a familiar tune. One boy was learning in the Beis Medrash, 12 o'clock at night. Look, it was her son, Rabbi Yochim. She went right back to the stagecoach, went right back home. Hear that? He's well, he's learning. That's all I need. Hear that? That Noshav Mekha Zachion, that's very important. Right. Mr. Michael Zachion. So the four imois and the three avos, my father used to add a fifth aim, Rebbetzin Kaplan, in the Beisachar movement. Hear that? He said, if you went through what I went through, you'd know I added a fifth. She made Beisachar, she made girls marry color guys. He said, I said, what's this? He said, if you went through what I went through, you'd know I'm mailing a fifth aim. Okay, I got the Shabbos. Okay.